Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul. And today we'll be talking about Perseverance Theater of Juneau's performance of Rush at Everlasting.
And to talk about it, we have two guests. We have the playwright, Arlisha Jones. Welcome to Stage Talk, Arlisha.
Hello. Thank you.
And we have one of the actors from the show, Charity Pomeroy, who's playing the part of the woman known as Ruby Gold. Welcome to the show, Charity.
Hi. Thank you.
Well, Arlisha, you've had some great success this year with your playwriting.
Very busy.
Let's start out by just telling us a little bit how this show got to be chosen to be done at Perseverance. And maybe in doing so, give us a bit of the background of this play.
The play, I started writing the play years and years and years ago, and it's gone through many drafts that were just dreadful. And I finally was able to bring it to realize its story, what it wanted to be. And I took it to the Last Frontier Theater Conference in Valdez. I think it was 2 years ago. And it had a reading in the play lab. And it just so happened my friend and my director, Boston Christopher, was there. And he had read the play. And Boston at that time had started to work for Perseverance. And when I went in as the play lab was starting and I found my seat and everything, and I had been saving this seat for a friend of mine. And when I got in there, this man was sitting in the seat. I thought, who the heck is that? Oh, well, the play's starting. I have to just sit there. Well, turned out it was Art Roach, artistic director of Perseverance Theater. So I was very glad to have him take that seat. And he was quite taken with the play, and he and Boston had been talking about it. So that was its first introduction.
Good for you.
Yeah. Thank you, Valdez.
There are wonderful things that happen in Valdez.
Yes.
That's for people who want to go.
Well, Charity, can you give us a little bit of the story of the play and what your part is in the play?
Sure. I of course, as you said, play the woman who's known as Ruby Gold. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Arlisha, for mouthing those words as I said them.
it's a mouthful.
Don't you hate it when the playwright is right next to you, so you have to make sure you say it exactly as they wrote it.
I'm so nervous. No, the play follows, goes through several little time periods. It takes place, its present day is in the 1930s, and you have two women who, I mean, it's the early 1930s, so obviously very down on their luck, but these women have big plans. Mm-hmm. And it says it in the publicity, so I guess I can say it. Mm-hmm. Their big plans is they're going to rob a bank, and for different reasons. And one of the women, the woman known as, I'm just going to refer to her now as Ruby Gold, has come through in her life a very long journey that has brought her to this place and has always been seeking something like that. And there has been somebody else in her past, a man, who is sometimes known as, no, is...
Sometimes known as Jim
Ryan. Sometimes known as Jim Ryan.
Nobody in the play ever has a real name. It's all aliases, which is a very important layer to the whole story.
Yeah. And, it's exciting. Mm-hmm. And the other woman is, I'm not going to tell you her name, but she comes to be known as something. But this other man also may have been a very notorious character in history, and it follows, you see where he has traveled from and to, and what his big impact was on Ruby's life. And yeah, mm-hmm. of course, in the end is a big reveal. Mm-hmm. I'm saying nothing.
I think you're doing very well. I hate that question, what the play is about.
I know.
Well, it reminds me of that famous quote. I think Isadora Duncan was once asked about to describe what her dance was about. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, if I could tell you, I wouldn't have to dance it.
Right. There you
right.
go.
Yeah.
So that's my stock answer for everything someone asks me.
I don't want to give anything away.
Well, that's reasonable. We never allow anybody to give anything away on this show. Because we want the audience to come and see it.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And Perseverance will be showing this beginning next week.
Yeah, it opens tonight.
Opens tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Valentine's opening, and mm-hmm. we run through next Saturday night.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
And since we can't talk about the play, what other characters are in there?
Well, there's the man who is sometimes known as Jim Ryan, and he's written from a historical figure, my take on a historical figure, and through some of my research that I've found, kind of a little-known story about him. And he comes in to interact with Ruby from the past and in her memories, and it very much affects what she does during the present time in 1930s. There's also a woman who comes to be known as, who in the past may or may not have been Ruby Gold's maid, but she certainly is not the maid now, and tells us over and over and over again. And she's a character that I've written. She doesn't really have a past. And the character comments on that herself, mm-hmm. of how she's who she is, how she's arrived here. And I wanted to do that just because I wanted to write a character that was in the moment as I was writing it all the time. And she's one of my favorite characters I've ever written.
She is so beautiful.
Yeah, and she's played by Tiffany Nicole Green, who's from New York, and just a brilliant actor. All of them are. And we also have Paul Schweigert on stage, so it's a good mix.
That is a good mix. Mm-hmm. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, here with our guest Charity Pomeroy and Arlisha Jones, talking about Arlisha Jones' play, Rush at Everlasting, which is being put on by Perseverance Theater almost immediately.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things about this play that I think I find fascinating is your relationship with Jane Winger, who is mm-hmm. the dramaturg.
Right.
And that's a position that many people don't understand what they do. In fact, mm-hmm. it's hard to describe. But from your viewpoint as a playwright, what value do you find working with a dramaturg? And maybe you could explain kind of what that relationship is, how she helps you with your play.
Right. This is the third time that I've gotten to work with Jane. So we have a very close relationship, very trusting relationship. And I go to Jane with questions. And just, or she'll come to me with questions, and just she knows that there's something on the page that's not there yet, and I'm looking for it. And she'll never say you need to do this, but she'll just ask me about it, and she'll set off this sort of avalanche in my head of oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, this, and I'll come back with 30 new pages from just a question that she's asked me, and I think that's because she knows my work so well, and she knows the material I like to write about. I like to write women's stories, so she'll push me further that way. And just someone to, hold my hand and give me confidence. This is very scary.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And as I understand it, from reading stories of how plays are written mm-hmm. by very famous writers, mm-hmm. this kind of reaction, actors, mm-hmm. dramaturgs, writers, change a play in a rehearsal. Mm-hmm. The first time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
The play in Juno, the night before previews, I think, we changed the beginning, and then preview night we changed the ending, or maybe that's vice versa. So what was working on the page, what was so lovely on the page, when it happens with actors that have to cross, 10 feet mm-hmm. across the stage, it was horrible. Hey, let's change this. And then it's all smoothed out. You don't know that till you have an actor on his feet mm-hmm. doing it. Yeah.
Well, Charity, how do you react to working with a dramaturg this way? Or do you actually work with Jane, or you just get your new lines from high above?
I am a huge fan of dramaturgs. For me, they are my link to all those big questions. They're the ones who get to do all the research that I may not be able to do or have time for. And they're the person, of course, that you go to with all those big questions. And honestly, I wish I could have had as much time mm-hmm. with Jane.
Yeah. Jane was able to join us for 9 days, I think, at the very beginning of rehearsal.
Yeah, and so, I would have liked her for the whole thing.
Yeah, and for like big questions. There's one of the characters is selling apples in the play. And so we know now that during the 1930s that there was a huge apple bumper crop, that was one of the crops that was available, and people were selling those apples. That's why you always see them in the movies. They've got that pail of apples they're selling for 5 cents. That's why, because those were available. So and so the dramaturg will bring that kind of information in, just that sort of context, so we know.
And how does that work with Boston as the director? It sort of sounds like
she's a resource for him, too.
So he works with her input mm-hmm. to you as the mm-hmm. playwright, and the mm-hmm. three of you work together.
And the way it worked in the room, mostly it was Jane and I, and then because we don't want to interfere with what Boston has going. And so if Jane and I would go off and have a confab, like, oh, this line, I think it's not working, or we've got something. And so then we would talk about it, and she would make sure I was comfortable with, I do want to change that. And then we would tell Boston. And
that's the way I have read about plays starting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For Christmas I got a wonderful book on playwriting and plays that had been written from about 1900 up to about 1930, and it was one marvelous book. I'll lend it to you.
It makes the room really fun, the rehearsal room, and just there's so much. It's collaboration, and that's, you know, I do plays because I have a story to tell, and I have to write these plays, but I go to the next step. I walk into the theater because I have this deep need, all of us do, to work with human beings, and that's what it is, this beautiful rehearsal room where you all come together and do your amazing thing and make this happen.
Well, I guess the question I have to ask is, are you happy now with the way that the play is, or, or will you still be continuing to work on it as time goes
by? I will probably work on some text things. Just a little bit. There's still a little bit of confusion for me around some things. And I want to get it to a place where I don't tinker. I tinker for years and years and years. I really would hope I don't do that here. But yeah, there's a few little things. And, and I've seen that through getting to see now their runs here, and I'll get to see preview night and then all of the runs in Anchorage. So I'll be pretty confident.
Well, unfortunately, we've run out of time for this rather short program. And I want to thank you both for coming, Charity Pomeroy and Arlisha Jones, to talk about Arlisha's play, which opens tonight at Perseverance Theater's production in the...
it's in the Sydney, Lawrence.
Rush at Everlasting. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. Anchorage Opera's production of Die Winterreise will show at the Wilde Marston Library on March 12th to 16th, with performances Wednesday through Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 4. Note, 4, not 3. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
At Anchorage Community Theater, it's the last weekend to see Charlie's Aunt by Brandon Thomas. It will run through February the 16th. Performances are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
UAA Theater's presentation of Tennessee Williams' The Night of the Iguana opens tonight and runs through March 2nd. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 786-4849. And by the way, my partner is directing it.
Also opening tonight at Cyrano's, you can see Jihad Jones and the Kalashnikov Babes by Yusuf Al-Guindi. The play will run through March the 9th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts production of Pollyanna runs through March 9th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
And there must be something about Valentine's Day, because we have another opening tonight. Perseverance Theater of Juno's production of Rush at Everlasting by our own Anchorage playwright Arlisha Jones will open on tonight and run through next weekend at the Sydney Lawrence Theater in the Performing Arts Center. Performances are at 7:30 Friday and Saturday and 4 on Sunday. Tickets and information are at 263-ARTS or you can go to centertix.net. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.